I'm Drea.
I'm Meg.
I'm Tina.
And I'm Jess.
And this is Pardon My Stash. Welcome to Pardon My Stash, a podcast about crafting inside the fiber arts and how awesome it is. Woo! Before we get into today's topics of things, what are we working on at our little circle today? Meg?
I am working still on Winter Light by Meg Gadsby. And, haven't knit it since the last time we talked, so it hasn't moved.
Oh!
I knit on it today, though.
How exciting.
And, hey, listen, it's been a week, man.
Yeah, it has been a
week. It's been a week.
It's really pretty, though, the fade to, like, the pinkish
purple. I love it.
It's pretty.
It's keeping my interest. And you know what? Sometimes it's... It's all you need. It is Fiber Optics Cashmere Gradient in Texas Blue Bonnets.
Nice.
Jess?
I am still working on the Catknit Pullover by Andrea Rangel. I got a row done.
Yay!
Yeah.
Good job.
Look it. I'm almost to the bottom of its feet. Like, we're getting there. I'm using Critical Hit Dyes Sorcerer in Displacer and Embers. And you know, this might be done before fall. We'll see what happens.
Nice.
It's going slow, but it's slowly happening.
Drea?
Banana peels.
I love how it's just, like, so aggressive.
Still working on that Bananasaurus.
Nice.
By Emerald Rose Crochet.
Big twist. I bought it from Joann's Direct.
Wow.
No scalpers.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know.
And I'm using, I think it's called Sunshine, and I am now doing the inside of the peels with vanilla cake.
Nice.
It's like a cream color.
They really have nice names for their colorways.
They do. And you know what? I never thought that I was going to use Chanel yarn again. But you know what? Here we are.
But Full you didn't circle. Think you'd use bulky yarn ever again either.
It's a smaller yarn, though.
It's a smaller yarn.
Yeah, because you don't have the bulk. You have the... That's technically the worsted, isn't it?
Is that
yeah.
the worsted?
Yeah.
Oh, that looks big for worsted.
Because their bulky is called plush, and that's what I have.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and this is... Baby Bear.
Tina?
I am working still on the Frankenstein Cocoa Beanie by Judith Marie Knits. It's not actually called the Frankenstein Cocoa Bean Hat. It is just the cocoa bean, but I added some rows just, you know,
for flair.
Not? For flair.
Yeah.
I'm using Malabrigo Rios in Liquid Amber. And I think I'm in the second repeat. Yeah, I am. I don't know. I keep starting hats and stopping them before the decreases. So maybe I'll have a hat someday.
One day.
You could just make them cowls, too.
I could.
You could do that. You could make a bunch of cowls.
But that would require finishing the project. And apparently, I'm adverse to that.
That's fair. Yeah.
As always, thank you to our sponsor, Jimmy Beans Wool. You can find them at jimmybeanswool.com for lovely different yarns and crafts and tools and what have you. And if you'd like to find out more about our projects or what we're working on or about us, you can find our blog and more info at partofmystash.com. All right, so I'm... Bring in the chaos again. We're going to pretend that we all just graduated Fiber Arts High School. I'm sorry that we're bringing us back to high school, but I am.
I'm in high school every day.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Sorry I'm putting you back there. So
just spent 7 hours there.
I thought it would be fun if I threw out some superlatives that are Fiber Arts realm based. And
are we voting on this?
You can vote, or you can just declare, or you can demand it. I don't know. It's very loose. You could do whatever.
Loose, like, interpretation.
Yeah, I'm not gonna try. I'm not gonna start counting hands of who's. There's only four of us. Okay.
But I have two hands.
Okay, I guess we're gonna have six votes then. So. Or no, I can't. Wow, hold on. I guess we're gonna have eight votes then, because apparently I don't know how to count. No, that's still not right, is it? Four? No, two times. Eight
is right.
I can math. I have a computer science degree, a bachelor's, if you will. I finished calculus one. Okay, although I did finish it with brownies given to the professor. Thank you. Thank you, professor at Central. Anyway, so...
You, an intellectual.
I'm such an intellectual. I know how to bribe with brownies. So, all right. So I'm just going to get into it and you guys give me your thoughts. I'm going to start with most chaotic good with a skein of yarn.
Jess.
Oh, Jess. It's not even a question.
I agree.
Could have stopped with most chaotic, Jess.
Okay.
Most, yeah. I made a camel.
Yeah, I feel like you can take a skein of yarn and just basically it turns into something and it's awesome every single time. Wait, oh my God, this is obnoxious. Okay, so just so you guys know, I went and asked Chad, our friend Chad over at ChatGPT, of some of these are a little weird. So most likely to accuse yarn of lying, is this implying someone is like paranoid?
I feel like it's more like assuming that they did everything right and they're still not getting what they expected.
Oh, I see.
From there. So it's clearly it's not a me problem. Or it is a yarn problem.
The yarn says it has like 400 yards and you did a 300 yard project and ran out.
And you ran out. No,
that is infuriating. Mm-hmm.
Okay. But which one of us would likely accuse the yarn for being at fault? Not us.
Oh, that's probably me.
I was going to say, Drea, because I just can envision you being like,
you lied.
You said 360. This is clearly 358.
It's the yarn's fault.
It's only that would definitely happen to me because I'm going to forget that I swatched for that one time. And that is clearly the yarn's fault because they should have included enough like yardage.
For the swatch.
For the swatch before they gave me the yardage.
Yeah,
the
and skate. A lot of them don't.
I know. It's my it's God, very guys. Unfortunate. Always the yarn's fault. Not mine. I'm perfect. Oh my
gosh. Well, there you have it, friends.
You can't even keep a straight face while you're saying
most
that.
Most likely to accuse yarn of lying, Drea.
Thank you. I accept.
The nomination that you gave yourself. I'd like to thank me for believing in me.
Sincerely, me.
Most likely to roast you with love. Like roast you without making you cry. keeping it lighthearted and
I don't
fun.
Know. I'm taking that more as like gentle bullying is the love language.
Well, I mean, if I had to call somebody out on that, it's you, Drea, again. I'm sorry. You've done that to me before.
I accept that as well.
I can't help it.
I didn't realize what I was like, wait a second, that I'm just reading Drea's superlatives. Hold on, let me move on.
I'm a trash goblin, so
okay. Who would most likely knit you a sweater and never mention it?
None of us. None of us are that fair. Humble. There's not a single person at this table.
My ego is very much in check. No, it's not.
There is not a person at this table that... A sweater? You. Maybe a hat.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe a hat I could do in secret. But there's no way I'm knitting a sweater and not telling you I knitted it for you. Stop it.
Would that imply that I would like make a sweater and then like leave it at your house?
Yeah. And no one's going to do that.
No one's going to do
that. Honestly, stop it.
First of all, if you are doing that, can you tell us your ways? Because that sounds like agonizing.
And do you want to make me a sweater? Like, seriously.
You don't have to mention it.
You can do it in secret.
I want a mystery secret.
Like, oh my God. Like, no. That's no. Stop it.
Most likely to just eyeball it.
Not me.
Jess.
Yeah. emphasis on eye. Eyeballs.
Listen. We're not talking all over about this the house. Eyes. We're not talking about the eyes. I'm talking the walls about the eyes.
But yeah, no. Yeah, that, yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm sure this will work. I can make this work. It's like, it needs 400 yards. I'm like, 350. I'll make this work.
Okay, but you know what? I will say, though, you accept, like, you will be like, you know what? This didn't work out, and it didn't work out because I didn't try. Like, I didn't actually, like, plan this out.
It's true.
So.
I'll admit my mistake while I'm adding in some weird other yarn to the end of it.
She does.
I have done that.
She does.
Most likely to say trust the process and mean it.
Meg.
I was going to say.
Oh, yeah. Really? Yeah.
I think that sounds like you 100%.
Cool.
I like that.
Because yeah. I feel like you're the wise one coming to give us kind words. Oh,
that's really
words.
Sweet.
That's true.
And you're just like, yeah, guys, like we could do this. And then we're all just like, we're trash goblins.
Well, yeah, I feel like in the past you have too. Like, I'm pretty sure at one point, at least one of us has been like, I don't like the way this like is looking. And you've been like, no, trust the process. Once you block it, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
So this is killing me because I do not do that
you
for
don't
myself.
Do it for no, yourself,
I don't
do that for you do it for myself. Other people. So.
Like you said that. And I'm like, I don't do that. I'm sitting there going, why is this yourself. Working? And
yeah, but this is saying who is most likely to say it, and
well,
you are
I'm nice
to
other people.
People
I
you
guess.
Should probably be nice to yourself.
Oh, I you try, should. But it doesn't work. It's my biggest flaw.
Who is most likely to turn a tangent into a TED Talk?
You.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Really? Oh,
in the yeah. best way, yeah. though. In the best way.
As in, like, we'll tangent off, but then it'll become a full actual, like...
Yeah.
Topic.
You may tangent off, but you bring it back around to relevance. Just tangents off and God knows where we're going to end up. Like.
Listen, it makes sense to me. I'm sorry you guys can't follow my thought process.
I have to tell you, though, I would be the similar to Jess, but I think, honestly, my ADHD meds bring me back around. I think that is what brings me fair. Back. Because even my therapist has been like, wow, you've brought it back to the point. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that now.
Hey, that's a skill.
Oh, it is, man.
That's a skill.
It is. Who is most likely to bring snacks and forget their project?
You.
What the heck?
You bring snacks more than anybody.
Oh,
you,
I do.
And you half have the also, time, you don't take out your project.
You also have brought snacks and not brought your project.
Yes.
Like, that's literally you.
Oh.
To be fair, Jess and I can't not bring a project.
That's
fair.
That's true.
So, okay. Yeah. Literally, it could only have
I
been
I mean, I could try to pretend,
you.
But...
And you both bring snacks, but Drea usually brings snacks and her project. You have forgotten your project.
You know what?
Before.
I feel like this is an attack on my memory.
No, it's not.
And we're really grateful for the snacks.
Yeah, they're good snacks.
You always bring cheese, and I love that.
Listen,
for me.
I just look out for everybody else. I didn't get into this body by accident. Okay, so... Most likely to accidentally join a fiber cult?
No.
I love how the answer is just no.
I feel like all of us are too cult? Suspicious for that.
Yeah, we are
say,
very
like,
paranoid. You know
like
what?
I think it's less that we're suspicious and more that we don't enjoy being around that many people.
That is a lot of people.
Ooh, that
oh,
is
I don't
want to
socialize. No, no.
Yeah.
We're not no. into large groups of people.
Also, cults require you to give up your money and no.
Oh, we're too cheap for that.
I don't have any to give up, so.
Yeah.
They'll never gonna, take me.
I think most likely to accidentally join a fiber cult is going to be somebody else, not here.
Sorry.
That's never going to happen. Yeah.
Okay. Most likely to lose a needle in the couch forever. I think that's all of us.
I was going to say, I'm pretty sure that has happened.
Most likely.
Do you know how many times I have sent your children, Tina, under your sofa so that I could get my stuff?
My children are fantastic navigators in finding things. They fit into small spaces.
Tina, I'm going to be so sad when your kids are...
They're going to grow up.
Are grown.
Listen, I'm going to have an 11-year-old this year.
Ugh.
And she is almost 5 feet tall.
Yeah, man, they're growing.
I don't even know what to do with that. Trust me. It is crazy. All right. Who would most... Now, no one's done this, I don't think. But if someone were to, most likely to finish a sweater during the podcast. Not like start to finish. Just finish it. I know this is not me because I would be too distracted. I cannot finish a sweater.
No, I'd be the same way. Like, no. I like to finish my sweaters at like 10:30 at night while cursing that I have to be up at 5 and just getting angrier and angrier, but knowing that there's no way I'm putting that down for tomorrow.
See,
this happens to me all the time.
I feel like this could be Jess. Because I feel like Jess has randomly like been like, I'm done. And we're like, wait,
you know,
we were in the middle
I have.
Of a topic. Yeah.
No, hasn't been a sweater.
It hasn't been a sweater,
but
though,
you have definitely finished things in the middle of a topic.
And we didn't realize you were finishing something.
She also finishes her sweaters like at 1 a.m.
I do.
She absolutely does. Most projects at 1 a.m.
I'll be sitting there weaving in my ends, watching my YouTube, watching my shows.
Watching her stories.
Watching my stories.
Who has the best reaction to yarn crimes?
What is
What's a yarn crime?
I don't know. I think we're going to define it right now.
No.
What's a yarn crime?
I don't know. Like, I'm going to go with Drea because I feel Drea has the best reactions to a lot of things.
I mean, she did react to noobs, which is a crime.
Noobs are a crime.
Well, there's
I feel like noobs themselves are a crime.
There we go. We just
they're a crime and I hate them.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, my statement stands. My statement stands.
I mean, yeah, if anyone's going to be visceral to something, it would be you, Dre.
It's true.
All right.
I can't control my mouth. I really can't.
I'm just going to basically anything here that says roast or say something.
Surprise, I am the queen of roasting. I've gotten better at restraining myself.
Who is most likely to make me cry while editing the podcast episode? Cry with laughter, not cry like, ah! Sorry, I forgot the laughter part.
Like, wait.
Who's likely to make me cry while editing with laughter while editing a podcast episode?
Is it yourself?
No.
You are funny.
No, I don't laugh at myself. Actually, I am mostly cringing when I hear myself talk. You have no idea how many times I've cut myself out because I'm like, absolutely not. I sound like a
So who does make you laugh?
If it's not Jess, it's you. But Jess usually makes me giggle the most because you guys don't know how many times that Jess says something and you don't even hear it. Hear it though.
That's fair.
Like all of a sudden, like, so there'll be like a conversation here and Jess is just like that eye.
I can kind of talk into the mic when I'm not paying attention. I don't know what I'm saying.
I thought I just had that stitch marker right here.
That's like, hilarious.
Just aggressively like angry at their stuff. Like,
and now our listeners know something else.
Yeah, that's the podcast. Yeah, that is absolutely.
You may secret, never know because
secret talking.
Almost always when I'm editing, like even if it's definitely like it's like you like Meg and Drea talking, like I always have to look at Jess's track because she's mostly even it won't even muttering. Come up. Yeah, it won't even come up on the thing, but I have to like play her just to hear the.
It's just quiet enough that it doesn't alert you outright, but loud enough that if you don't take it out, it'll be in there.
Well, sometimes they're funny, and I like that's why if you ever hear some of Jess's lines and it's super distorted, it's because I'm bringing up the volume like 1,000% so you can hear what they're saying.
Oh my God. The more you know.
I know, right?
Most likely to have a spreadsheet for their yarn stash.
You. Come on.
I don't like how quickly you said that.
I mean, Tina, nobody else at this table is going to have a spreadsheet for their yarn stash. Stop. Yeah. You're the one that knows exactly what you have.
I mean, I have a spreadsheet for the business, but not for the stash. Yeah, I don't think that counts.
But Tina, like you literally do yarn spreadsheet for Yarn Saver. You know, like you literally do that.
You know it's true.
I do.
And you did it before it was a business. So. You did.
I do. None of this is a bad
thing. Honestly, I aspire to that level of type A. I'm never going to be there, but I aspire to it.
I may have spreadsheets circling back as far as 2017.
So why are you looking at us with this?
Because
like,
I don't like being called out for it.
She didn't think we knew.
I thought it would have been like a little bit of a debate. I didn't think it would just immediately be.
Oh, okay, hang on a second. Hang on. The rest of us, do we have yarn spreadsheets?
No.
All right, end of discussion. Moving on to the next topic. It had to be you.
Thanks.
I have a lot of spreadsheets at work, but let me tell you.
Don't we all, but none of them are yarn.
No, none of them are yarn.
Wow.
Sorry, girl. You know it's true.
Thanks, guys. I just really appreciate
there are your so many worse things that any of us could have been called out on. That's a pretty good thing. Okay. I wish I was that organized.
How dare you be organized? Such an insult.
Who's most likely to forget what they were talking about mid-sentence?
Either you or Jess.
ADHD. Sometimes I was going to go with Jess.
Sometimes both.
Sometimes at the same time.
Is it a joint award? Do we get a joint award?
Absolutely.
Yeah, take it together.
Yeah.
Sure.
Most likely to say, this is Jess, I'm already calling you out. This is you. Most likely to say, this pattern's fine while actively changing every row.
I mean.
With the fire.
I feel like you have done that.
I have done that.
Most likely to design a pattern inspired by a minor inconvenience.
Jess.
You know, I think so too. That kind of goes off of this pattern's fine while actively changing every row.
Okay, or yeah, that kind of does go hand
in hand. It's the same thing. Like, the reason why you're changing it on every row is because there's a minor inconvenience.
This is a minor inconvenience. I don't like the way you do this yarn over.
God.
Most likely to have a crisis over sleeve length.
Meg.
Meg?
You were not there for the calliope.
Yeah, that was bad.
I finished the calliope and I put it on and I almost had a nervous breakdown because the sleeves were like, they weren't three quarter and they weren't wrist. They were this weird area in between that made me look bizarre. And it was a week before Rhinebeck, and I was like, cool. I worked so hard to get this done, and Jess was like, it's going to be fine. Like, we just block it. And you guessed it. We blocked it aggressively. And the sleeves were great.
Most likely to create lore for their yarn choices.
Jess.
What?
Listen, I don't know what Chad's up to, but...
Chad's got some weird questions. I'm kind of digging it.
I don't know what it means, but it sounds like something Jess would do.
Well, it sounds like giving like their yarn a backstory.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, to be fair, like a lot of the names for our yarns have come from Jess. So I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Okay. This is an easy one. Most likely to yell at yarn for misbehaving.
Is that easy?
That is easy.
Who is it?
It's either you or Drea.
That is true.
That's fair.
Honestly, it's really you, but I just don't want to be like, fair.
I'm actually going to go with Meg because...
Oh my God.
I can't believe you were like, is that really easy?
Yeah, it is.
Because you are far more vocal when your yarn is misbehaving.
No, I'm really bad about it.
And I will... I will quietly huff, be really mad about it, not say anything and quietly put my project away and then wait for somebody to ask me what's wrong.
Look, I'm going to get on with my life, but I'm going to be real dramatic about it first. Oh, God. Yeah, I don't know. I guess I just didn't think about it, but you're right.
I don't know the answer to this one. Who is most likely to keep a yarn they hate just in case?
Oh my God, that's true. I'll take that. Oh no, it absolutely is true.
Sometimes I'll get rid of it when she's not looking.
No, I have.
just like this is enough.
No, that is true.
I don't know why. She'll try to use it again.
Yeah,
and then it will still hate it, and then pull the project out again and put it away. And so sometimes, if that's happened a few times, I will quietly take it away. And
I didn't know you did that.
I did.
Wow. Look at that.
So this other one that says most likely to fall in love with the wrong yarn again is Meg.
I mean, most likely.
Remember that one that fell apart and the colors are really pretty, but it fell apart and you put it aside and tried it in a different project because you still love the yarn. And then not even a quarter. It was like a couple rows in. You're like, I remember why I put this yarn away.
Oh my God. I forget what yarn that was. It was really pretty. It was a yarn company that went under. It was under.
Like white and blue.
It was a yarn company that went under.
Oh, was that the one that you were going to get make that beret?
I was.
Yeah.
And because they actually mislabeled the yarn. They said that it had a fiber content that they did not have it. I can't even remember the company. They ended up going under. Yeah. Oh God, I got that from Hither and Yarn, and
I don't remember the company because
soft.
By the time I got rid of it, the label was gone, and
it was literally like I would knit like five stitches, and then it would just break. The yarn would just break.
Oh man!
I'm not a tight knitter at all.
Yeah.
And it would just snap.
That sucks.
It did.
Yep. And it was pretty. It was soft. It was really nice. I put it in a bag to throw away. I'm pretty sure I tossed it. Otherwise, I'm going to come.
No, it was probably a good thing because you know what? I'll probably pick it up again. It was really nice.
I know. I felt bad.
I'm not asking that one because that one, I know you guys are going to say it's me. So I'm just going to skip it.
No,
I need to know what it is.
Absolutely not.
Most likely to finish a project and immediately give it away.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, not the rest of us do that.
100%.
We may give things away, but
I literally
not
have,
as much as you.
Like no knitted items. Yeah.
Not as much as you.
I do now. I have that. I have a couple sweaters now, but like I did not for a long time. I still don't have hats. I still don't know where my other hat is.
See, I would maybe say Drea, but I feel like Drea plans to give her things away. Like, she makes things to give them away, and you make things, and they just end up being given away.
See, this...
There's a difference.
Drea is most likely to knit a baby blanket for a stranger's dog.
Oh, God, that is real.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
See, I'm the other one. I'm just like, I just randomly, it's gone. And Drea's like, wait, oh, there's a dog?
Right, but Drea knits things to give away on purpose.
Or most likely to make eye contact with someone and gift them a hat.
I will absolutely make something with the intention of giving it to somebody, but I am also that person where if you offend me in any way while I am making that project for you, it is no longer for you. And that's why I don't tell people.
I know, same. Yeah. I do the exact same thing.
You would be the one making eye contact while gifting hat, and it would be really weird and awkward, and then you would walk away because I can 100% see you doing that.
Absolutely.
I could see her doing that with the turtles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We talked about that.
Yeah.
I'd do that when I give away mustaches at Rhinebeck. Gotta make it weird or it's not worth it.
Okay. Who is most likely to buy yarn because it looked lonely?
I don't think any of us.
Who needs
to? I do that with toys, but not yarn.
Okay. Wrong hobby.
I wouldn't buy yarn because it looked lonely, like on the shelf or on the display. I would buy yarn because my bag looked lonely while it was empty.
That. And here's the thing with yarn. Like, even if it's a lone skein, you can pair it with something else.
Mm, yeah.
It's not like a lone toy, for lack of a better descriptor. You can find it a friend.
Talking about yarn skein feelings, who is most likely to emotionally bond with a skein?
Oh, you. And all your groovy hues.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not all of them, and I feel like it's not constant, but you've got your faves.
So there is a set of white and green skeins that are in fingering weight that I have from Groovy Hues that, to be honest, I did buy it with a project in mind. I still have the pattern. I probably bought it at this point. It's probably like 8 or 9 years ago. And I don't know why. I just have such a... I love those skeins. They're just so... I could see them in that pattern. I could see it done. It's not done.
It's not there yet.
It's just not done.
What were they supposed to be?
It was this duotone, like, short sleeve top. And I can't remember. I bought it from some... This was when I was in North Carolina, because it was my friend from South Carolina who showed me the pattern. I don't remember if we were going to knit it together or... if she was like, oh, this pattern maker is really good. I don't remember. I just remember having the conversation with her about that top. And she made hers. I did not make mine. Because, you know, A+. Yeah, you'll get there. A+.
You'll get there when you're feeling it.
Okay, so Chad says he's going to get feral with it. And he's going to give 30 glorious, unhinged, deeply weird, and knitting superlatives. So here we go.
Great.
It's going to be weird. It's time to get weird, people.
It's already been weird.
No, it's getting weirder.
Oh, great.
Who is most likely to perform a yarn seance to find a lost skein?
Okay, stop.
Come on.
Stop.
Come on.
Not me.
I mean, maybe. Maybe me.
It would probably be
us. I might.
We'd be there with a self-made yarn Ouija board, and
I could see you and Jess doing that actually. Yeah, together. Very much so. Yeah. even for the sake, if we were doing YouTube for some reason as an episode, I could totally see you guys doing
it. But like, even when you said that, like, it didn't seem weird to me.
Well, Pet to Maggot was blasphemous. No, it's really weird.
No, I would do that.
It's weird. That doesn't mean it's not weird.
That's fair.
Fine.
I'll admit that it is weird, but
fine.
Who is most likely to knit a hex or curse into their project and give it to someone?
You.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh my God, would resent me.
What?
I would totally, like, in the case, like, you were talking about how, like, if somebody started to, like, get you angry and you were making something for them. So, like, my answer is usually that I like to give it to someone, like, close to them and make them watch me give it to that person, even though they don't know that I was going to give it to them. I know. But if I felt like I could, like, curse them because they did this, you'd have to do something really, really bad. Like, you would have to really... Like, a curse is a serious business. Like, you'd have to really, really do something bad, bad, bad.
I understand. I'd think about it.
I would help you do it.
As the doer of the group, I would help you do it. All right. So who? Let's see.
Oh boy,
this stuff is so weird. Who's most likely to build a tiny yarn throne and call it the council?
Jess.
Yeah.
Now talk about hopping right on that one.
But you're not wrong.
I'm not wrong.
I could totally see.
I swear to God, if I come home one day and she's sitting in the den on a pile of yarn and she goes, "Welcome to the council," I'm just going to walk out of the room. Like, I'm just going to walk away.
Okay. Who is most likely to knit a hat for a ghost because they seemed cold?
Tina, what are these questions?
Okay, I'm going to skip that one.
These are weird.
I'm going to go back with Drea because she's doing the seance, apparently. So we're just going to keep all the supernatural stuff on your side, okay?
No, Drea would totally do that because she did a weird hat. And someone would be like, well, who's Casper. That for? Casper. And she'd be like, for the ghost.
I mean, it wouldn't be Casper. I mean, have you seen him? No.
He's got a really big head.
He does have a really big head.
Yeah, it's too big of a head.
I'd be working on that forever.
It's fair. That's like almost half a sweater.
Yeah. No, thank you. A regular size ghost, maybe.
I don't know where Chad pulled these from because they are very oddly specific, such as who is most likely to weep softly while holding a skein named Seafoam?
What?
I don't even... have this visual. Honestly, I'm gonna claim that
this
one.
That's why I don't trust ChatGPT.
No, but honestly, I'm gonna claim that one because if anyone was gonna cry over a skein of yarn, it's gonna be me. No, it is absolutely gonna be me. If somebody sent me yarn for Yarn Saver that I knew was like really rare and like hard to get and it had like a massive cut at the bottom that just cut through all the strands, yeah. I would be crying.
No,
over
that's
it.
Fair. That's
I would absolutely. I don't know about one named Seafoam, but. No.
Okay, so
maybe that's the colorway.
So hard, I thought that you said a yarn named Steve, and I was like, this is just getting real weird, and I don't understand these
questions.
It said
Seafoam.
Okay. That would be a color you enjoyed.
I thought it was Steve, and I'm like, why are we naming those skeins of yarn? Can we stop?
Okay, I'm going to create a color and name it Steve now, just because.
Wow. Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah, Steve's like.
And if that comes out and y'all see it. No other explanation.
Who is most likely to design a pattern based on a dream they had?
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is this me?
Because none of us design things.
I don't design things.
I did it once.
If I did, the spite one worked, but...
But you know what? If I were to design a pattern, it would be from a dream.
Yeah, you'd have to be like inspired somehow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not saying I'm gonna, but I'm just saying if I were... It's not going to be an original idea for me in a waking mind.
It'll be from the ghost.
It's going to be deeply subconscious.
It's got to be deep in the subconscious.
That's what's going to happen. Listen, you're going to hold a seance. A ghost is going to come in. It's going to want a hat. It's going to tell you the hat that it wants in your dream, and you're going to make the ghost the hat.
I mean, maybe.
This might turn into a D&D campaign at this end.
Oh, Lord.
Who is most likely to knit something for their therapist?
I
could see you guys doing
it. I did this once a long time ago. And they have a thing where they can't accept gifts. Oh. So I don't know. It's happened in the past where I've tried to give something and they're like, no, we can't take gifts or whatever. So what I did was I said, oops, I left a shawl on the chair. I guess you'll have to give it back to me next time. And I made it really awkward and she started laughing really hard because I was making it super awkward.
I would love to make something for my therapist, but we are all virtual.
I was gonna say you're strictly virtual.
That's fair.
Me too.
I haven't been in the same room as him in almost 6 years now. 7 years now. 6 years? I don't know.
Some amount of time.
That's fair.
In a long amount of time.
I'm the opposite. I see mine in person more than I do telehealth.
I like I like having the option of finishing therapy and then just like falling over to the side on the sofa and continuing to cry without having to drive.
I'm the psychopath that goes at 9 a.m. in the morning and then continues my entire day.
Absolutely not.
I make appointments directly after it.
Oh, so you can run from your feelings?
Yeah, it's pretty effective, actually. Oh, gotta go to that appointment. All right, now that we've trauma dumped. Okay, so
Who is most likely to knit a sweater that is also a bag, that is also a blanket, that is also a hat?
Jess.
Soon as you said that it's also a bag, like, that exists, stop there. Like,
I'd give that pattern a look.
Yeah, that's like, I could see the sweater bag and blanket. The hat is what's throwing me because that's a big hat.
That's so going to be a big hat. Maybe if you fold it.
I'll say you got to fold it.
If it's like origami or something.
Yeah, that seems.
Okay, but Jess would do that.
Who is most likely to smuggle their yarn project into the dentist chair just in case?
All of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every single one of us.
I think so. Who's most likely to record an episode from inside a stash closet and call it Yarnia?
What?
It's obnoxious.
That is either me or Jess, though.
Hello, guys. Welcome to Yarnia. Today we're going to find a lamppost because I can't see.
We found
that's a click. There we go.
All right. Since we did just really, really weird ones, how about we do some traditional ones
so that
we
can good.
End on a not weird note? So, who has the best color work skills? Who do you think? I say Jess.
I would also say Jess. Either Meg or Jess.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't do a lot of color work, so.
I don't do it as often either, so.
Yeah.
Definitely either Meg or Jess.
I'm going to give it to Jess because I have a beast of a time when there's like long rows mm-hmm. of color work. Like, I'll do it, but I'm going to get dramatic about it. Yeah. Jess doesn't get dramatic about it. She just does it. Fair. Point to Jess.
Who is most likely to finish a project early?
Oh, not me.
Definitely not me.
I don't think any of us.
I think the person who finishes the earliest or at least on time would be Jess.
Yeah. You're the best at hitting deadlines that you that set is for true. Yourself, I think.
I was going to say, if I do have a deadline, I usually do somehow hit it.
The only time I ever hit a deadline is if I'm doing a test, and I haven't done a test in like 2.5 years, so... there's no deadline. I just don't care.
Who is most likely to teach a new knitter?
Meg.
Not me.
I don't teach.
I have taught a couple of people, but not nearly as many as Meg has.
I taught a lot more people than I ever expected to just because you all came and asked.
You're welcome.
Like, y'all came and asked at that very unhinged knitting night.
Show us your way.
That was a great knitting night.
That was a good night.
Who has the most impressive finished object?
I think that's tough to gauge.
Yeah, because we've all got pretty.
I think if you're going by like items, it that would be hard to gauge.
Because like I feel like everybody like it's certain like this would be almost like specific categories would be specific things,
right? Know?
I think everybody has like an impressive.
I think everybody's did something amazing, at least at one point.
Yeah.
Who has the fastest needles in the group?
Not me.
Probably me, actually. Yeah. I do knit pretty quickly.
Yeah.
If I sit down and do it.
Yeah.
There's the catch.
I mean, there's a catch to it, but yeah, I would agree.
I don't think we have anyone for this one. Well, who is the most zen about making a mistake?
Oh, Lord.
I would say Jess.
Yeah.
I would say Jess.
You don't get upset. You just figure out how to work around it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or go back and fix it.
She's also like, I know I do this. Tina, I don't know if you do this. I know Drea does this. But she fixes the mistake without putting it away and pretending it doesn't exist for a while. And I know we both do that.
I do, Jess. I don't put
you
it
do
away.
That too? Okay.
Yeah, I go and fix it.
Yeah, no.
But after fixing it, I will put it away. Like, I'll be like, okay, this is fixed.
You know
and
what?
I'm done,
done
for
it,
the day.
And we're done.
Like, I might take a break just after fixing it, just because you're like, ugh.
See, I will put it away for an indeterminate
years.
Amount of time.
Years. Sometimes. It may never be seen again. I got a few downstairs.
And then I will fix it, and then I will put it back in timeout because just because I've fixed you doesn't mean that I'm ready for
we're not
you.
Speaking still
mad
I'm
at
not
you.
Over it
No, I remember the Branwyn shawl. I put that away for a long time.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah, I think the longest I ever put something away for a mistake was the Shawloween. And I put it away for 2 days because I had to go back.
You had to rip out a whole section. I had to
rip out a whole section.
A whole section. Because Mariel jumped on her and tore out.
Yarn over twice, knit twice, yarn over twice. Just the whole thing was this honeycomb yarn overs. And I tried for about an hour to figure out if I could just somehow pick it up. And I was like, you know what? It's going to take me less time just to go back to the last section and start over. So I put it down for 2 days that time because I unraveled it. I put it away. And then 2 days later, I'm like, okay, I'm going to pick up them stitches again. But
yeah,
that was tough. But yeah, usually you're right. I'll usually either ignore it or fix it.
All right, who is most likely to try a new technique first?
Jess.
I was like, these are all Jess.
I'm gonna try to find one that's not Jess. Oh, who has the most whips but is still thriving?
You.
You know, sometimes I can do good things too. I'm not just a trash heap.
It's okay. I also have a lot of whips, but okay. I'm not really thriving.
You know what? This one is not me.
Okay.
It used to be me. Mm-hmm. Who has the biggest yarn collection? It is definitely not me anymore. I am literally regulated to, you know, those like cubby bins. Yes.
You have actually pared down quite a bit.
I have a 3x7 of those cubby bins. That's all I have. And like a couple on the pegs. That's about it.
Having not seen Drea's stash in a while, I really have no idea. Ours has been pared down quite a bit too. But if you're counting the critical hit stash, then no. it's definitely us.
Definitely us.
Okay. If we're not counting the critical hit stash.
I don't think critical hit just because you could sell it.
Right. It's not ours. It's not technically ours.
Because if you do that, well, then it's me again because I have Yarn Saver stuff.
Okay. Yes. I don't know. I have not seen Drea's stash in a while.
All right, Drea.
So I'm not sure.
Time to fiss up.
you know what? But no, it's gonna have to be Drea because Jess and I, our stash is divided. Like, the stash downstairs is half and half.
Yeah.
So I think it's gonna be Drea.
So if it's
on top.
For a while, you were consistently the biggest stash. Yeah. Tina unseated you in like 2020.
Oh, God, right?
Yeah. But you consistently had the biggest stash.
I did.
For the longest time.
Only because I did a major de-stash.
I have never really de-stashed. I just.
No, you haven't.
I just keep all that. I might use it at some point.
And you know what? If you don't, it's there to admire.
Yeah, I really don't get rid of like anything.
So what is your containers right now? Like, how much do you think you're, like, if you had to describe it?
So I have a long, low cabinet with glass doors. Pretty sure it was an entertainment center at one point. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's got...
It's
better this way. and then I have like the crap yarn that's downstairs, you know, like the big box stuff.
Oh, okay.
Not this big box stuff that I'm currently using, but that other old big box stuff that
you bought and you're probably not going to use.
Probably not, but I got it.
Okay, it's definitely Drea.
It's Drea.
It's definitely Drea.
We've pared down a lot. Bin of big box stuff that is, in my eyes, not crap, and I am actively using that. Mm-hmm. So I've got the nice stuff in the cabinet, and then I've got like 2 or 3 bins.
We might be even then.
Maybe.
I don't know. We'd be a close call. We'd have to do a final count.
That cabinet is like jam-packed though. Like, I cannot put more stuff in there.
My cubbies are not jam-packed.
I don't even know what's in there anymore.
I think we gotta give it to Drea.
Yeah. Congratulations, Drea. I proceed to give you the crown like they do in Miss Universe.
God, it's about time it came back to me.
It's been a while, man.
The real reason she's been hanging on to those.
I gotcha.
One day.
Maybe.
One day. Maybe.
You don't know me.
All right, so we're getting towards the end. So how about for the last 4 superlatives, how about we go around and pick what we think is each other's superlatives, like most applicable? So let's start with Jess, just for fun. What do you think Jess's superlative, if you had to just choose any of them or
most
anything?
Most likely to try anything.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Most likely to try anything.
I accept that.
Yeah, I like that.
I would say that.
Very good.
I can agree with that.
Yeah.
I would accept that title. Thank you.
And what about Meg?
Best color theories, like working together.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that.
No, yeah. You tend to choose the best colors for the projects you're working on.
Aww, thanks.
I was going to say something to the effect of like best, like most practically and beautiful, like finished objects.
Aww. Yeah.
Like I always feel like everything you make is like something that you can use. Like it's not, you know, like sometimes I make things and you're just like, I don't know what I'd wear that to. But like all of the things you make are practical.
Yeah.
Like you wear them and you use them.
And like I said, the colors always make sense for the project. Like, listen, I can make cool stuff, but I just use the colors I like. And sometimes they don't really make sense. But your stuff makes sense.
Thanks.
So I'm going to go with most practically pretty as that.
Yeah, there we go.
Andrea. How about Drea?
Listen, most committed to single projects.
Oh, no, that's true.
Like, you definitely start and finish.
I do.
I would even stop it at most committed.
Yeah.
Like, literally
most committed.
Like, not even just the committing to one project, but the like you are not, as much as you talk about like, oh, I make a mistake and I get rid of the project. You usually really don't. Like, you usually do finish
everything. I do always go back to it.
And you really do, commit to... I am terrible with making people stuff, and you commit to making people things, and you actually finish them. So, good follow through.
Thank you.
Always.
I'm a true project monogamist.
Mm-hmm.
Single-minded focus.
You're very committed to that relationship. God.
All right, I guess me. Tina, if you didn't know.
I forgot your name for a second, so thank
good.
You.
I'm glad I said it then.
I was glad you were there to clear that up.
So I know that we do a lot about like Jess being like the MacGyver with knitting, but I really, and I don't know if I want to say like most resourceful, but I feel like you do a lot of follow through. Of I'm gonna do like even just getting this podcast off the ground, like the idea you get an idea.
You are the doer,
but
though.
That's the thing. You get an idea and you
implement it exactly. Almost immediately.
Yes, and but that's you do that with your projects yes. too.
Yeah, I do.
You do that with your projects too,
which is why you have so many whips. We counted them last time.
Is this
remember?
Turning into a therapy session?
No.
Yeah,
listen,
no.
Listen, you cherish your whips, all of them.
Yeah. I do. I have 15 right now. I know. And you know what? And I know a bunch of listeners right now are just going to go, wait a second. I thought you pared that down. I thought we were doing well. We were, guys. And then I don't know what happened.
Life finds a way.
I don't know what happened.
Ideas, okay? Ideas.
I don't know what happened. But at the same token of always following through, I do immediately do it and sometimes without plans.
Yes.
And that's not good either.
But you've had like solid implementation of many things. Not just this podcast, but look at Yarn Saver.
Mm-hmm. If you give me an idea and I think it has an ounce of credibility, I will most likely be like, all right, and we are doing this.
Right.
Yeah.
ASAP. Right now. Wait, no, we have to go eat. Nope, right now. We're doing this.
Oh, God.
I know.
It's bad.
I know.
Sometimes it's mildly inconvenient. That's it for this week's episode. To find out more about Part of My Stash, the cast, and why we doing these things, go to partofmystash.com to find out more about projects, patterns, yarns, blogs, news. There's a shop too at partofmystash.com. Tune in next time for Laughs, Tears, and Drea.
It's me.
Here at Part of My Stash.